all night. Then he was midnight. Now I hear he's going to bed early. Chris Perkins, Dolphins columnist for the Sun Sentinel, joins us this morning.
He's like mid-afternoon Perk right now.
Well, I remember Perk could run. I mean, he could run through the night. He was Carl Lewis at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
That back in the day, right, Perk?
That was back in the day. That was.
now he early bird Perk.
I'm pretty much happy hour Perk. Like I said, I got to limit myself now.
Hey, I got to ask both you guys this question because we've had some fun on the road with riders we used to have a group of riders could stay out late and would be like a lot of football players, play hurt the next day. Perk, who's the best one you've ever been with that would stay out? I don't care what kind of joints they go to, little naughty joints or not, but the guys who are just going to get their money's worth on the road.
I think we got the same answer. Who would that
person be?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Alex Marvez
was by himself.
A Hall of Famer, first ballot. Jeff Darlington was on that list. Adam Beasley on that list. Omar Kelly on that list. The old Joe Shad was on that list.
No way, Joe Shad? No way.
Oh, yeah. The old Joe Shad, not the new.
Joe Shad used to be dirty?
No, don't say dirty. There's no dirty. It's clean.
Can I give you my vote? Alex Marvez.
So hold on. Yeah. Alex Marvez was worse than Beasley?
Oh, yeah. No, Marvez is first ballot. But Marvez might be unanimous Hall of Famer.
I saw Alex Marvez.
First ballot, Marvez is unanimous.
Kickoff Thursday night football game. I was with Alex Marvez, and he's part animal. I should have gone to bed
early. Come on, Perk.
Perk.
How many nights have you put Beasley to bed? Come on, Perk.
Now that's a lot. You know, me and Bees have some legendary stories, but Marvez. Hey, and if we're gonna go in TV, Louis the Baller is on that list too. The cameraman for Channel 4.
You talking about Louis?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh Louis. Louis. By the way, Louis still got his nights, and I gotta tell you, Louis going up to the Catholic Church on Sunday. He's going to more mass I've ever seen, but he got his money. He get his money's worth on Saturday night. I tell you, I'd see him the next day. He goes, I'm hurting a little bit. I said, well, you tell the big man that when you're talking to him for about 45 minutes in that church.
I'm sorry. I can't believe Marvez is bad. How many times did Beasley lose his rental car or lose his ID, leave it at the bar? Come on, Perk.
What if Beasley's son is listening to this?
No, that doesn't matter. No. Hey, I have found out at some point your kids ask you, were you as much of an ass clown as I've heard from some people that have said stuff about you, Dad? Dad, were you a little wild? And I go, yes, I was. And I'm not proud of it, but I'm not going to sit here and completely lie. Dad, did you do drugs? Well, I prefer not to talk about that. I'll take the fifth on that one.
No detail.
Hey, Perk, I got to tell you, and we got to move on to some football. Adam Beasley came on, the only guy to ever come on the show, and like 2 minutes in, he goes, I'm going to throw up, and he hung up on me. and he blamed Mexican food.
Mexican food will get you every time, Perk.
And he said, he was mad the next year. He goes, you guys were dogging him. I said, dude, that wasn't the Mexican food. Your ass drank too much. I said, everybody's been there. That's BS. Anyway, hey, Perk, let's get to this. Let's talk about this team, man. Everybody wants to know. Everybody's got a little different take. From what you've seen, I know this. I don't care till the season starts, but from what you've seen, when you look at your depth chart, how do you feel about it? Is there anything you need to add, or could you go and open up with this group you have right now?
Oh, no. You definitely need cornerbacks. You don't have a number one cornerback on your roster or out there on the free agent market. You just don't. And so whether you have Stephon Gilmore or Rasul Douglas or Asante Samuel, those guys would have been great number twos besides Jalen Ramsey. But as a number one with, like, whoever, Cam Smith or Storm Duck as your number two, I fear what will happen to that secondary.
You all right with the safeties? Heard Coach said it's open competition. We got five of them, including a rookie. Let's find out who they are. I know none of them have played a lot as far as starts, But we do have two veterans that they got on the cheap that I'm guessing are going to start.
I think your safety play this year could be worse than it was last year. And look, we know that neither Javon or Jordy Poyer had a good season last year, but you're basically expecting new starters. And I know Issey Melifonwu has made some starts, but they were limited due to injury. Ashton Davis has made very few starts. He's basically a special teams player. At least you had experience. Safety last year.
Ashton has more career interceptions than Javon Holland, who just signed a ridiculous.
He's not a better player.
Omar.
There's no world in which Ashton Davis is a better safety than Javon Holland. No world.
I think those eight interceptions says differently.
Omar. All around play, no.
You're just looking at
he's
numbers,
right.
What did Javon Holland do?
Javon Holland,
dude,
he
played two games: the Jets game and the Jacksonville game, and he gave you solid play. He was a good safety. I'm not saying he's Pro Bowl caliber, but he's a good safety.
I'm with Perk. There's still teams that think they can get more out of him in the right system. I agree. When he was young, his first year, I thought he was really good. I'm with you on that one, Perk. I'm going against Omar, which, by the way, is not hard to do if you've been around Omar lately. He's been on a roll here a little bit. Hey, how you feel about the O-line in depth? Are we making too much of it? Starting five looks good if everybody can come back healthy and we're ready to go. But what do you think?
I'll just stick to O-line before I go to the whole offense. The starters are okay. You know, but my thing is, just because you have big guys doesn't mean you're going to play a physical, aggressive style. That's a coaching thing, okay? That's on Mike McDaniel. You've got to change the way that you call plays on first down, on second and seven, on second and three, on third and one, on third and five. You can't keep doing all of this cutesy finesse stuff. You've got to run it up in the A-gap and not with a 188-pound running back. Even if you have bigger guards, you need Ollie Gordon, Alexander Mattison jamming that ball in there, telling the defense it's going to be a long day for you. I just did a story yesterday talking about the Dolphins' run game. The last two seasons, they're 8-11 when rushing for over 100 yards. That's 42% winning. The rest of the league wins at 62%. The best teams win at 80%. So basically what you have is defense is saying, we're going to shut down Tyreek. You can run all you want, and you can go 8-11. We're not worried.
Mm. With this team, where do you feel Mike is in terms of his ability to command the locker room and have them not quit on him when adversity strikes?
I don't think these guys are going to quit on Mike. I think you could kind of get a no confidence vote based on what this team has done and what it should do. You know what I say, that this team is underachieved and it's been disappointing. Yeah. And I think, you know, that I don't think they're not a bad team. They're not going to be a bad team this year. It's just going to be more disappointment, more mediocrity. To me, 9-8 is mediocrity. That you're not going to make the playoffs. You're not going to win a playoff game. It's just another Joe Philbin, Adam Gase season. And that's what I see coming for this team, unfortunately.
So I do want to ask you, you guys both realize we're going to be playing a lot of young guys, whether it's first or second year players that they're going to have to count on, haven't played a lot. They're going to need those guys to take a bigger role along with this draft class and maybe a couple of rookie free agents. You guys all with me on that, right, to fill this out?
Yeah.
And I mean guys playing. I'm not talking to back end inactive on game day.
Yeah, especially defensively.
I think we're going to have two defensive linemen playing inside a lot of snaps. So I think your first and fifth round pick, I think Kenneth Grant's going to play a lot, and I think they're going to Jordan Phillips, second Jordan Phillips,
is going to play a lot. Jason Barkham might have to play a little bit at quarter.
That could happen. By the way, if I'm that guy, I am excited about this opportunity. this isn't going on too many places in the NFL right now where you can go, hell, I got a chance to play.
Every single one of those guys have a chance to play. We have no – it's an open competition.
Is Cater going to end up being inside or outside? Do we know? I know they love him in slot, or is he going to have to move outside?
I don't think – unless Artie Burns is a slot, is a nickel, and I'm – unless Artie Burns is just absolutely killing it, I think Cater's an inside guy.
Yeah, I think that's his area of expertise. Look, by the way, you guys understand what happened in the off season, right, as far as offense, defense. Offense got everything they wanted. They got a new coach. They now Bobby Slowick. They now got three quarterbacks with Brett Gabbert that they added in the offseason, right, with Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson and Brett Gabbert. You added two running backs. You added two guards. You added a tight end. You added a wide receiver and a backup offensive lineman in Larry Borum. Defensively, you lose two Hall of Famers in Calais and Jalen Ramsey. What do they get? They get Kenneth Grant. That's pretty much it. Like, the imbalance here, this offense better carry the team. Like, the imbalance of what was added in the offseason is just mind-boggling. The defense got almost nothing.
You're right about – no. Unless you're counting on this draft class.
Hold on. Two safeties. You
resign. Oh, we went over the safeties.
You had to see more from the safeties last year.
You had a good inside linebacker than KJ Britt and Willie Gay. You did. But that's limiting.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it is going to be interesting. I thought they'd get a corner higher in the draft, but they didn't, and that's fine if they got the guys they wanted, and I know they got the defensive tackle they wanted, and they moved up and felt strongly about a big guard as well, so they got those two positions. I do want to ask you, the backup quarterback is locked up, right? Zach Wilson's a backup. Yeah. I know Hewers is kind of the hot name right now, but he got a long way to go to catch up.
Yes, if it's going to be Zach Wilson, they targeted Zach Wilson. They told us that. Mike McDaniel told us, I'm not saying I'm going to turn him into Tua, but he said, the reclamation job we did with Tua, we think we can do something similar with Zach Wilson. So I would be absolutely shocked if Quinn Ewers is the backup over Zach Wilson.
Where are you, Perk, with the job that Chris Greer has done fortifying the roster? I mean, he talked about quarterback and how he needs to address the position.
You always got to go the hot topic. You could not help yourself. But right back to Chris Greer. I hear Chris Greer's family's out there right now going, friggin' Omar, could not get to it.
But
we heard that on the podium, didn't we? Chris Greer. I think Chris Greer has done a decent job. Look, I think I've told you guys this. He's Instacart. Mike McDaniel orders the groceries, and Chris Greer delivers them. So, he is the GM, but Mike McDaniel pulls the strings. Mike McDaniel, it's his vision for this team that we're seeing carried out. So Greer has done a decent job. Look, I will say this, what I've always said about this team, they've done an excellent job, nice job by the wordsmith, an excellent job of gathering talent here. They just don't deploy that talent correctly. That's my thing. I mean, you've got a one-dimensional offense. Defensively, you had a good defense in 2023. By the way, something you guys said early, 2023 to me was not about injuries. It was about you needed to beat some good teams early to stack some wins. But again, you can't beat good teams. So, it comes down, those injuries were huge at the end. If you could have beat Philly or Tennessee or Buffalo or Kansas City, you would have had a little bit of breathing room. But, you have the talent to win those games. You don't deploy that talent correctly.
Hey, Perk, we got to get rolling, but didn't I just hear Chris Greer say one of the knocks and things I have to do is I got to be the GM and have final say and not give in to my coaches? Didn't I just hear that not too long ago?
Yeah.
I mean he getting that from the top, too. Like, hey, man, you're the GM, all right? Hey, I just got one. We got to run. We're running super late. Alex Marvez is clearly – I was thinking the one guy I was with that I threw up with the next day before I went on the game and had to go dry heave in between at halftime. Alex Marvez got me one night. That guy don't you, and you end up in those dirty clubs, right? Those dirty little clubs, and they weren't even attractive.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, let me tell you guys something. I've gotten a bunch of texts since we've been on the line. Joe Rose, check your text messages because one is so bold. But a bunch of people weighing in on this Marvez Beasley thing. Adam Beasley has chimed in. Y'all are blowing it up. Good job. Good job.
By the way, Bees never came clean. If you're listening, Adam, all I ask, I know you're not in the business, so you're on a hall pass right now. But you got to come clean about when you hung up after. That was not the Mexican food. That was from drinking too much damn tequila. You got to be honest. That's all I ask for honesty. I don't mind a good buzz from a media member on the road. I'm with you. I get one every Saturday.
I know I've helped Adam Beasley get home at least five times.
And Beast, and Adam, if your wife's out there, I'm not done. Marvez, though, I got to tell you, you guys are forgetting the greatness of Alex Marvez. The greatness. Nobody was hurt. Whatever he is writing the next day, God bless him for being able to do that. The amount of that man could go. He never got shortchanged. God bless Alex Marvez, man. That man was a. All right, man. We got to run, brother. Now we got it all stirred up at the other end, man. See how the media guys like it now. Perk, thank you.
Crazy media crew.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Alex, thanks, man. Alex Marvin. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel joining us. We got to go.
I didn't know Alex was a legend like that.
You didn't know?
Nah.
He got me one night. Even Harvey Green was smart enough to take off. He just picked up the tab and he took off. He said, oh, shit, we in trouble now.